Village at River's Edge, Wahpeton's premier active adult community.
Hey, we're back. It's 8:21. We got clouds. A little bit of light rain moving through the area. 36 degrees. Tom Schmaltz, I don't even know what to say.
There may not be a lot of rain.
I didn't think of this when you walked in this morning, but here we are without a coffee machine. We're in the midst of moving down to the front end of the building, so we got to move all of our coffee service down here. So we don't have coffee this morning. I felt really bad when you walked in.
You should feel bad for me because he doesn't have his coffee.
Well, I said it's probably going to throw off the whole morning zoo here.
You know, it's drizzly now, no coffee. It's really a bummer.
Just can't get his day started right. He had a personal note. I spent Easter Sunday with the two of you, and I'll tell you what, that's one of the best Easter Sundays I've had in quite a while. Well, thank you.
We feel the same.
Incredible.
Thank you for honoring us with your presence.
Well, I'll tell you what, incredible food, good company, good conversation. Love that.
It was a great day.
Let's talk about cleanup day.
Yes.
We can start with that. That's right around the corner.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It was supposed to be actually 2 days.
Right.
We're not having it this Saturday, folks. If you want to drive through the park, see what's happening and see the snow melt, you know, you're welcome to it.
Sure.
Of course. And we're seeing people drive through. People are like, it's sunshine. Let's get out there. And I love that. I love to see there's bicycles out. There's people walking. And it's like, oh, where'd everybody come from? But cleanup day will now be the 29th.
Okay.
29th. So 29. 2 weeks.
Get that on your calendar.
You know, we could say, well, we could do it the 22nd, but then for sure the 29th, we'll have something to rake. Where I am.
We need it.
Playing Mother Nature now. Yeah. For sure on the 29th, we'll be able to.
We need the snow to melt and the ground to dry out a little bit before we start raking, because otherwise you're going to tear the roots out of the grass and stuff. So we're trying to. But yesterday, we let the primates out choice for the first time, and it was hilarious to watch them go get to the snow and go, we're not touching it. And
what is this?
Went.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were like, no. It's time for green stuff.
You know, for the folks who say they never see Tal up on his high perches,
mm-hmm.
that would have been yesterday.
That would have been, yeah.
We didn't even see any footprints in the snow. We don't even know how he got up.
He just jumped.
It was great fun to see everybody out. It was great fun to see, the staff. I mean, everybody is great all winter. Don't get me wrong. Everybody was good. They got through it.
Right.
But it's fun to see people walking through the zoo and not freezing and them enjoying, the camaraderie of the team. And it's just the sunshine brings a lot, the warm temperatures. So with cleanup day on the 29th, that has our opening on May 6th.
Okay.
So we've got that change listed out there everywhere. But mm-hmm. if anybody has questions on that, give us a call. Membership's available always here and even in your first visit or however you want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, memberships, we were happy to say, we stayed the same prices as last year, the same fees.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
We appreciate the support. And every month a Zoo News goes out. Ariana has a Zoo News every month for members. And so as soon as you get that, then you'll start to get your monthly one again, and everybody. And it's just, I'm so happy because we are elated when you think about it, and we haven't been there for 90 years.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like it. But we're celebrating 90 years of Chihinkapa Zoo.
Incredible.
And we just feel happy to be just a small part of those 90 years and all the people that made things happen. From the
going
early,
all the way
early
back,
days
yeah.
with maybe a red fox and a raccoon,
mm-hmm.
Trying to do the right thing and show people the conservation, and it grew from there.
Right.
And the days of Wendell Langendorf are down there with the bison and the black bears and everything, the Parks and Rec Department, and Roger Jensen, Lonnie Halverson, Jim Oliver.
List is endless.
The list is endless. KBMW, Daily News, everybody in this community, and I'm gonna quit naming names because I'm going to forget people.
Right.
You never out of our mind and heart, but sometimes when you're listing things, you kind of go, oopsie doodle. So many wonderful things have happened through the years, and so many things have happened in the last 30 years that zoo does not even look the same. And
let's not leave out that this woman, Kathy Dickman, showed up in town. Yeah, I'm going to brag on you. And said, gee, I think I've got an idea. And look where you are now.
Well, I was going to say that it was the flood levy.
Nice deflection. Yeah, I knew that was coming. But no, I mean, you look at where it started, you look at where you are now, and it's just, it's amazing.
Well, we're very excited about things.
And you know, and it truly is because of the plight of animals. We sort of changed it a little bit. The whole team down there brought in animals that I'm sure 10 years ago they'd go, no. When we went to bring in the orang, our colleagues from across the U.S. go, you guys can't do that.
Why
it's
going
to cost you millions to build that. And we did it for a song and a dance, basically. And we built, and they came and looked at it, and they go, this is really cool.
Right.
On it. And, you know, it's that can-do spirit in the valley that everybody steps up and says, we can help, we can make this. And they love that challenge when somebody from out of state goes, well, you can't do that.
Right.
Just like the rhinos. Well, you can't bring rhinos in.
Yeah. And that brings us to another name. The Dakota Veterinary Hospital. Dr. Matz has a building named after him down there. I mean, that's all we did for the man. He's been there. He was there over 40 years. It's gone on. His legacy has moved on with everybody at the clinic. Dr. Alyssa Brewer, you know, Carmen Odegaard, Sarah Bakken, everybody through the years that have worked there. The doctors who have been there and left we can't thank them enough. I mean, the legacy of goodness from that place goes on with everybody who's there.
But again, I got to stop you for a minute, okay? And I'm going to embarrass you both because I'm going to brag on you both. The greatest gift I think that you bring to the zoo, just one of many, is the ability to bring people together. I think you two do that better than most people. And when you look at the amount of help and the amount of people that you brought into your circle to build that zoo, it's incredible. And again, what a gift, because not everybody can do that. So there you go. You both need to take a bow.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
But we enjoy people. Mm-hmm. We know how important people are in our daily lives.
Right.
And so if you can incorporate that into what you do every single day of your life, then that's
absolutely
a good thing, because where would we be without each other?
Yeah, I got to circle back to something, too, and we're going to spend an entire edition on this, because you mentioned, Tom, you mentioned it too, choice. And it's what you give a lot of your species down there. You give them choice. And again, I think that's the greatest thing. And someday we'll spend the whole segment on that. And,
absolutely.
And that's something that if people don't know, it's like there's a lot more behind that, which I think is fascinating. So
great.
We'll get to that. We got a lot to talk about. But again, let's cover cleanup day coming so people can get that on their calendar.
29th, if you have a rake, put your name on it.
Okay, bring it down.
When you set it down to come eat lunch, you're going to want to find that rake again.
Right.
Rake and gloves and things like that. If you have a special skill, we might grab you to help on a habitat. But starting at 8 o'clock on the 29th, and stay tuned to KBMW and for updates and our Facebook, of course, which
right
is good on that. And then opening is May 6th. So opening May 6th will happen no matter what. And hopefully the cleanup will happen.
All right. I don't like the sound, no matter what. It's not going to snow again. We're done with the whites.
Yeah, I think we're through with it.
Let's say it's, you know, overcast day. We're going to be open. If it's drizzling, we're going to be open.
Right.
And that's what it is.
The sun's going to shine. We're going to be open.
You guys have opened in all kinds of weather.
We absolutely
over
have.
Yeah, so.
It's always fine to play with Mother Nature.
There you go. Tom, Kathy, thanks so much for stopping
in. Thank you so much.
It's our Morning Zoo for this Thursday edition. It's 8:30 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Oh, honey, I love you so much. You're my everything.
Oh, honey, I love you so much. You're my wheeler dealer.
Aw, isn't that sweet? Wait, what? I'm your wheeler dealer?
Well, yeah, I love wheeler dealer. I save so much money when I shop wheeler dealer on newsdakota.com. I mean, who wouldn't fall in love with deep discounts on food, items, services, and hotel stays from local businesses? Wheeler dealer is awesome.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. Well, in that case, honey, I love you so much. You're my 68 Camaro Z28.
No. There's over $80,000 in savings in products and services waiting for your bid. Head over to kbmwnews.com to register if you haven't saved with us before. Browse our categories. Bid, win, and save. The savings arrive right to your mailbox. It's the Big Spring Radio Auction, going live April 19th at kbmwnews.com.
Got a mostly cloudy sky, 38 degrees. It's Thursday, April 13th. From the Twin Town Villa News Desk, I'm Bill Damlow. It's 8:30. Good morning. A Sauk Center man is jailed in connection with an alleged murder-for-hire scheme in Todd County in central Minnesota. Deputies said the 38-year-old suspect was arrested Monday after admitting to trying to hire someone to kill a close friend. He's expected to face conspiracy to commit murder charges. Investigators learned about the plot in late March. An undercover BCA agent met with the suspect, and he did make an initial payment. Firefighters rescued a dog that fell into a deep well on Saturday near Urbana, North Dakota, west of Valley City. Sanborn Fire Rescue Chief Dan Didier said the 100-pound, 5-year-old female German Shepherd named Ash had fallen about 30 feet into the water in the 36-inch wide well. Ladders were dropped down into the well along with a firefighter. Firefighter wrapped a rope around the dog and it was hoisted to safety. Didier said it appeared the well was open because its cement slab covering it had caved in due to age and the weight of the snow.